This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Sarah Hinn, Customer Care Coordinator with AED Superstore, the world's largest distributor of AED. Sarah, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. So we've been hearing a lot about automated external defibrillators recently, and they seem to be popping up in more and more public places. But I've also heard there are some who are concerned about buying an AED because each state has laws governing AED ownership and they are all a little different. What can you tell us about these circumstances?
You're right, Eric. Each state has its own laws that outline the requirements AED owners have to follow in order to be covered by that state's Good Samaritan laws. These laws were put in place by state government to protect those who respond and try to assist someone in cardiac arrest. These laws absolve Good Samaritans of any liability in case of death. There are four main areas addressed in these state laws, which are oversight by a physician, training, EMS notification, and maintenance. And as long as you are in compliance with the laws in your state, you are covered by your state's Good Samaritan laws. This prevents any lawsuits against anyone who tries to help someone using an AED. There is one important thing to note. Not every state requires all these elements, and then some states require none of them.
Let's talk about each of those components. The first one you mentioned was oversight by a physician. What exactly does that mean, and do we have to have a doctor come in and check our AEDs?
Thankfully, no. All physician oversight means is you have a doctor write a prescription and then agree to oversee your AED program. At minimum, they'll provide the AED prescription for the AED itself and review the rescue data collected on the device if you had to use it. In a few cases, you will have a physician who is active in your AED program. Typically, they're going to advise the purchaser which unit to choose, who to train, things like that. At our organization, we have physicians on staff who provide us with the prescription, which allows us to sell AEDs, so the purchaser does not need to get an actual prescription from their own physician. Our customer care reps are also trained to help customers select the device that is best for them based on their specific needs. So again, we remove the need for a personal physician's involvement.
Sarah, you also mentioned training. Is this just training on the AED itself? And are the people who are formally trained the ones who should use the device? Get into some of those details.
When we refer to training, we actually refer to CPR AED certification. These classes cover how to recognize sudden cardiac arrest and tell you the proper procedure and method for CPR, and then how to use an AED tool. It's important to know that all AEDs are simple to use. They are basically designed so a child can even use them. For the second question, we always encourage anyone to grab the AED for use, whether they have been trained or not. There is absolutely no legal precedent for someone suing an owner or user of an AED just because the person who used it was not formally trained. All AEDs are incredibly simple to use and designed to be used by anyone. And then all AEDs give clear voice prompts. They walk you through the process of using the device. There is no need, thankfully, to remember an episode of Grey's Anatomy or ER you saw 7 years ago to figure out how to use an AED.
And it certainly does make sense. Today we are speaking with Sarah Hinn, Customer Care Coordinator with AED Superstore, the world's largest distributor of AEDs, here on eHealth Radio's Heart Health, Emergency Care, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So notification of emergency medical services, this is your local 911 center, right? I'm just wanting to get clarification on that. And should you need to let them know you have an AED when you make the call?
Yes, that is exactly right. So even if it's not required in your state to notify your local EMS of the fact that you have an AED, it's a really smart thing to do. The reason being, say someone from your location calls 911. the dispatcher can advise them there is an AED on site and where they can find it. For example, let's say you own a supermarket and a customer finds another customer in sudden cardiac arrest in one of the aisles. They call 911. The caller may not know your store's AED is in the employee break room next to the vending machine. But if the dispatcher does, they can tell the caller it exists, and that customer can enlist someone to go get the device while the dispatcher walks the rescuer through CPR.
And that certainly is good advice. So the last thing you mentioned is maintenance. I am assuming this is maintenance of the device itself.
Yes. AEDs have certain parts that need to be checked and replaced as they expire, if they get used or if they are compromised for some reason. Most Good Samaritan laws have a stipulation that you are covered as long as you are maintaining the AED in accordance with the manufacturer's guidelines. The AED will do self-checks on a regular basis, but the timing varies by manufacturer. Some do it daily or weekly. However, all of them do a monthly self-test. They'll give a positive self-test indicator if they are ready to rescue, and you should do a visual check to make sure it's working properly. The second thing is there are parts that need to be replaced on all AEDs. Those two things are the electrode pads and the batteries. They both have expiration dates and are different depending on the make and model you have, but they're all clearly marked on the items themselves. We actually recommend purchasing replacement accessories with your AED so you have a backup set right away. We do our due diligence to try and notify customers anytime their parts are due to expire.
Super information in all regards. We can't thank you enough. In conclusion, it sounds like there could be a lot to remember with regards to AED laws. Do you have any recommendations to make life easier for our listeners?
We do, actually. You can go to our AED laws page at www.aedsuperstore.com and then /AED laws. And this will have a listing of laws for every state. And if you still have questions, you can contact one of our customer service representatives who can help you decipher the requirements for your specific state. This isn't just for people who have a new AED. If you already have an AED program but want to make sure you're in compliance with your state laws, we offer a subscription service called ARCH, which handles all these requirements for you.
Well, Sarah, it's been super informative and most helpful, and we can't thank you enough for what you do in this space and for taking the time to be with us here today. Where can listeners get all the details on AED Superstore, and how could they also be in touch?
They can go to www.aedsuperstore.com or call our 800 number. It's 1-800-544-0048, and all of our reps are trained to handle any question our listeners might have.
Fantastic. Again, Sarah, it's been our pleasure to have had you and wishing you all the best. And thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine.
We've been speaking with Sarah Henn, the customer care coordinator with AED Superstore, the world's largest distributor of AEDs. And to get more information, visit AEDsuperstore.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.